Okay, we are in Kuf Lamed Tes, the last halacha, Yud Aleph. Says the Mechaber, HaKarei B'Torah Tzarech Le'achoyiz B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Bracha. So one who's reading from the Torah has to hold on to the Kalatzi Chaim at the time they're making the Bracha. In the Haggadah, the Rama says, V'samcha min hagzeh, the support, the source for this is, Amasha Nemar B'Yoshua, Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, this, when you're touching it, you're holding it in picha from your mouth, Chazak Ve'ematz, be strong and maintain that strength. From this, Nagu Loimer, the Messiah Likro, Torah, Likros B'Torah, B'Chopam, Chazak. That's how the Sfarim do, they say Chazak Ve'ematz. So that's the Mechaber in Ramah. Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Hey, B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Brach, you hold on to it. Hayini, what does this mean? To hold on to him. Even while the reading, the mechaber is talking about the time of the bracha, the Bach and Taz says even more than that, while to hold on to it while you're reading from the Sefer Torah. So the Magen Avraham is a chumra that not to have your hands directly touch them. So too, they will have like a talis or a cloth or something like that in between, and they're holding them, not touching directly. Acher hakriya minhag lenashik haSefer Torah. You kiss the Sefer Torah. Ushnizdami lo rok. Let's say a person has spittle in their mouth. So in that case, what's the order? Yarok, you should spit first. Ach min hatzad, but you do this to the side. Below keneged Sefer Torah. Now, that doesn't look right. You're spitting towards the Sefer Torah. It's very disrespectful. The oser. Here it is, it's Resh Ayin. It's interesting. Normally when they give Rosh Tevis for 270, they reverse. They don't want it to spell the opposite of Tov, so they do Ayin Resh. But here, okay, they write it out Resh Ayin. Then you kiss. So you spit and then you kiss, because what will be the opposite? Delo Yinashik, it shouldn't be kissing first. And then you spit after you kissed it, so it look like, you're spitting out. Okay, it doesn't look proper. And then Lamed Vav and the Ramah, so the Mishnah Berurah is speaking out about holding on to what the hint within the pasuk was Lo Yamush Sefer Tar Hazeh Demashma Shetofso Biyadol. Something you're holding on to when you are making the bracha. Okay, that concludes Kuf Lamed Tes. So we begin now Kuf Mem. What are Dine Hefsek B'Birchas HaTorah? So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph HaKori B'Torah V'Nishtatek, a person who's reading, and it literally means they became silent, they became paralyzed, I think is the modern translation. Ha'oimid, the one who's going to take over, Yaskim Yimachim Shehizchel HaRishon. So one who's taking over now goes back to the beginning from when the first person read. V'Yivarech B'Techil V'Sof, and you make the bracha before and after. Ula Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, I think it's Halacha Vav, says Lo Yivarech B'Techila. You do not make the bracha again beforehand. That counts only bracha achrona. Haga adds the Ramana Vafilu Bizman Hazeh. Even nowadays, Shliach Tzibur Kare, that you're not the one who's making you're not reading. The Shliach Tzibur is going to read for you. Dinahach, the same halacha applies. So the Mishnah Berurah now in Aleph. Hakori B'Torah, you're reading. V'chol Shekin, how much more so? Im Nishtatek Tekef Acher HaBracha Kodem Shehischil Likros. If it happened even before they started reading any Pesukim. De'eni Yotzi Hashenim V'Rechasol. And certainly the second person is not going to be Yotzi with that. Mimokam Shehischil HaRishon Beis. We start from the place where the first person was. Rotzal means as follows. Avlo Yask Mimokam Shepasak HaRishon. Don't, let's say we had three Pesukim. So I'll start with Pasak Dalet. No, you don't start from there. V'yivarech Lifneim Lachreim. You make a bracha before and afterwards. She'im Kain. Because if that's true, if you would have done that, Osam HaPesukim Shekora HaRishon, right? So those first three Pesukim, Nizbaruchu Lifnehim Velo Lachreim. They only got a bracha beforehand. They did not get a bracha afterwards. V'chol Shekein, how much more so? Im Yaske B'makam Sheposok Rishon. If you're going to start from the place where the first guy began also, V'varuch Achreim Levad, you only make a bracha afterwards. Tehavi Luhu HaRishonim Bracha Lifnehim Velo Lachreim. It's like the bracha beforehand and not afterwards. V'achronim l'achreim v'lo lefneim. And then they have the last ones had bracha after it and not before them. L'kach maschil mimokam shehiskel rishon. That's why we go back to the beginning where the first person was reading from. V'varech lifneim u'la'achreim. You make the bracha before and after. So that all the psukim in red get both the bracha are included within that, we should say. Gimel. Yivarech Mitachila v'soif, you make the beginning at the end. Velo yuchal lismoch al bracha rishona shebirach anishtatek. You cannot rely upon the bracha that the first person made, who's no longer able to continue. Tam mevarach b'torah ain mevarach lahotzi achirim bivirchoso. He's not being motzi everybody else. He's making his own bracha, so it's for him. It's not to be motzi anybody else. So somebody else comes along, then that, his bracha doesn't count for you. Ella kol echa ve'echa min akruyim mevarach. Mevarach latzmo. Each one makes their own bracha. Ve'ain ve'achvonim. Shekosvu, divikisha choizir umivarech ene choizir lamiros baruchu. Now, when you are making a bracha, you don't go back and repeat the baruchu. You just actually say the brachos before and after, not the baruchu. It's like the invitation to the bracha. Ki'im a bracha bilvad shehu ikar birkas haTorah. That's the main part of it. Then that's the first opinion, that you make the bracha both before and after. Then he brings the Rambam is cholik. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha beforehand, right? And sifkat and dalid svir lehi, because he holds the samech al birkas harishon. You rely upon that first bracha. They're machriya, not like the Rambam, but that the opinion holds that you would make brachas before and afterwards. And then the Hagah is sivkat and hey va'afilu bizman hazeh. Even nowadays, hatam. The reason is demasha shliach tzibur kore. The reason why the shliach tzibur reads ke'ilu korehu danin le. It's as if. The person who got called up to Leah, like he's doing the reading himself. Okay, that was Aleph Beis. Ha'omi likros b'Torah, uverech bracha shelefaneha, v'kora miktas psukim, uposok v'diber, divrei Torah, o divrei chol. So he gets his Leah, makes his bracha, starts reading a few psukim, then starts talking, says over a fancy thing, Reb Chaim Brisker, says over divrei chol, something. Lahavdil. Lo havi hafsik, that's not an interruption, de ein tzarek lach shelevarech. He does not need now to go make a new bracha. Okay, Sivkat involved in Mishnah Berurah. Vakor miktas psukim. He read a few psukim. Ve'ein chilek bein shekor posuk echad or kam psukim. There's no difference over here whether you read one or many psukim. Ava below kor adayin klal. But if you didn't read any psukim, im hivsik afilu b'divrei Torah, and then he starts talking about this amazing vort you heard yesterday, whatever it is. Kei b'jehu shelo b'inyan hakriya tzarech lach slavorech. In that case, since he's what he's talking about, it's like a hefsik between the bracha and the actual mitzvah. So therefore, he'd have to make a new bracha again. Afilu sach mila achas, even one word. Kama b'chol birkas hamitzvos o nehenin tzarech lach slavorech. This is in the same category of any birkas a mitzvah or even birkas an enin of pleasure. I mean, you could imagine a person would make a berpia eight and start talking, and then they take a bite. That's a hefsek. You have to make a new bracha. Even if you know certainly you weren't Mesiach Das, you didn't get distracted. You didn't start the mitzvah. It's not connected to anything, so therefore that would require a new bracha before reading the Torah. But if you would talk for the purpose that was needed for the actual kriya, then that's considered litzarech, and it's not considered to be a hefsek, and therefore you do not need to make a new bracha, similar to like by a seuda, when you need someone to bring you the knife, or bring you the salt, or bring you the bread, whatever it is. It's not a hefsek. L'chadchila gamze osu. You really shouldn't do this. V'ayin chilek bein loshen kodesh loshen chol. There's no distinction between whether you're in Hebrew or in a different language. Sivkan zayin. Lo havi hefsek. Again, this is the case where the person read a few psukim and then started speaking. So Ratzalar means, Yitztarech levarech mechadosh kishikori laholon. You have to make a new bracha when you continue reading. Delodis batel ledayin bracha rishon. You haven't yet been mevatel, nullified your original bracha that you made. Afilu hisiach daita milikrois oid veshuv nimlach. If you had a hesach adas and then you change your mind and continue, vekori laholon, you keep reading. Ein tzarech lach levarech. You do not need to go back and make an additional bracha. Veyesh mishikos beinyin acher. Something different, however, Suffolk Brachos Lahakil. That's our whole din. Maybe that's connected to Sabal, right? Suffolk Brachos Lahakil, the Kriya Satora is Durabanan, the Bracha is Durabanan, so you have a Suffolk, so we're not going to make a new Bracha. You have in mind originally, if you get it distracted and you continue to read, al smach brachos, that this should still count. You know, similarly to when a person makes a shahakol, they have in mind this is going to cover all shahakol foods that I'm going to eat during this eating session. So this should cover all the kriyas haTorah, even if I get distracted or something like that. You still should not purposely make a hefsek in the middle of it, even if you're not going to get distracted. Okay, and then the last sif in Simkuf Mem is Gimel, Ha'olili Krois, Batorah, v'hera lo makom shetzorech likros. They show you the place where you're going to reading from. V'erech al hatorah v'hischil likros. You make the bracha and you start. Oh, lo hischil, you don't start. V'his kiruhu sheparsha acheres tzorech likros. And you remember, whoops, I'm supposed to be reading something else. Therefore, v'galol hasefer Torah l'makom shetzorech likros. And then you roll it now to the actual place where you're supposed to be reading from. Yesh omrim she'ein tzorech lachsul v'orech. There's a yesh omrim. It says that you do not need to make any bracha. V'yesh oimrim shetzorech. And then there is another yesh oimrim, like the Beis Yosef says, that one does in fact do make a new bracha. And then we'll see that's how we follow. We would make a new bracha if it was open to the wrong spot. Okay, that is the mechaber. Now we do sifkat and ches. The Mishnah Berurah yesh oimrim. The first opinion she'ein tzorech. Tam, the reason is the mistama daito al kol parshiyos haTorah hamunachas lefonav. You know, this, your default value is you had everything in mind. Okay, tes. Yesh omrim shetzorich, but the we follow the opinion that you do make a new bracha. The varach shekore es haparsha harui likros, when you're reading the correct parsha that's supposed to be read at this time. V'tamo, the reason for this opinion is devade lo neskavim bebirchaso rak al haparsha sheheru lo mikoyim. When you made your bracha, that's why they showed you the place, because you had in mind, this is what I'm reading from. Al kein, and therefore, tzarech levarich mechadosh al parsha zu. You have to make a new bracha on the new parsha. V'kos v'achronim. That we follow this opinion. There's no practical halachic difference. It's a totally different parsha. Or, you know, they showed you a sheni and really got it, really by review or whatever, something like that, but at least it was in the same parsha. In all cases, you would make a new bracha. Certainly, lo haya daitel mivirchoso alma she'enu megulu lefonav. Because certainly you did not have in mind the bracha on something that wasn't in front of you. Chayad mishar rishonim, achronim, sorry, v'hamekel shlo lachzor levarich. If a person does not do this, be'im hayle makom haroi loy, be'oiso seder shel shavua, at least it was in the same parsha, or asher tzorech ligvul, mimakom lachim after a little bit, ein moichim biyad yish lo alma lismoch. So he's saying like this. The proper thing is to make a new bracha, but for every reason a person doesn't, then do not make a mocha, don't make a protest, they have what they're relying upon. Now continue after the bracket. V'im parshizo heruilo likrois gam, I'm sorry, likros haya gam kein megula b'fonav. It was open to that, but eist sheherulo hamakom harishon. It's open, but they have three columns open, and they just show you one place. So bezeh hiskim hatad v'sharei Ephraim de ein tzarech lachzor v'rach. In this case, you do not have to do it. De daito haya al kol ma shemegula l'fonav, because everything was open in front of him, and this was open. It was, they didn't point the right column, whatever it is, but this is fine. V'afilu im hamakom harulo mitachila haya beseder shavua sh'over, even if they showed you the place from last week's parsha, kim shigam beseder. Since this week's parsha is open, daito akol ma shemegula. Same thing, right? That it's all open in front of you. You have in mind that it's going to cover. Ve'ein lechaleg, don't make any distinctions. Bein im haparsha haruya haya ba'amud zeh or ba'amud shasheni. If it's on this column or the next column, the mistama daito akol ma shepasuach lefonav. Everything that was opened up, good. That counts. Gam ein chil is also, we don't make any distinctions. Bein im limakum sheherulo haya lemala. It was higher up. V'hamakom haroi likros lo lamat. They're really supposed to be lower down. O sheher lo lamat. They shouldn't lower down. V'hamakom haroi likros haya lamal. Is really higher up. Bechol inyan. All these cases ain't tzarech lachs levarich kevin she'ain tzarech liglo. Because you're not rolling the sefer Torah. It was there. It was opened. Wrong column. Wrong height. Don't worry about it. Ela she'im heru lo lamata v'hamakom haroi lo lamal. But if you showed on the bottom, really it's up above. V'hu choizer l'makom haroi, and you go back where it's rilling. Tov, the good practice is she'ikra ad hamakom sheheru lo. You should read up to the place where he showed you. Betchila v'od eiz psukim l'halan. You read up to that spot and a few additional psukim, because after all, that was where he was showed, and that was you thought originally. Okay, that concludes Simon Kuf Mem.